So we celebrate this great festival today, the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Really the only three names of angels that we know, the only three names that have been given to us. And their names have meaning. They all end in E-L, which means God. So their names are always referring to, associated with God. Michael is a question, who is like God? Gabriel is the servant, the strength of God. And Raphael is God heals. And as we encounter them throughout the scriptures, we understand why they're given these names, these titles. And we know that the word angel is a descriptor of their mission, that they are messengers of God, complete and full spirit, that their mission is to be a messenger. As we heard about the gospel of Nathaniel, the angels ascending and descending, and we know from Jacob's ladder, which where this comes from, we see the angels going between heaven and earth, these intermediaries, these ambassadors for God, working between humanity and God. And I think it's also important for us to know as we think about the angels and pray about the angels is that humans and angels are different. Humans cannot, do not, will not, never will be an angel. I know we speak about little kids being sweet little angels and whatever else. That's not what we're talking about. And even when, like, we hear this a lot when someone dies, that heaven gained a new angel today. And I think in a very, like, simple, kind of cute way, it's not, like, the worst thing to say, but it's theologically, it's faithfully incorrect to say that. God willing, we'll be in heaven one day as a human being, body and soul composite. You know, until our bodies join, our souls will be there, so we'll be there spiritually, but not as an angel. The angels were created, they say, maybe the first day of creation, and all the angels were created at that time. There are no new angels. And so that's something that we can, like, think about and pray about. And it's the reality of God's, you know, mind and his wisdom and his creation, what he set out for us from the very beginning. And it's the power of the angels as we think about what their mission is and how intimately God is interested in our lives and wants us to be able to share in his life. So he sends these creatures, these spiritual beings, to be in part of our life, to intercede for us, to defend us in battle, to strengthen us and to help us to hear God's voice for our vocations, to heal us, and to accompany us on our journey. These are the missions that these three angels had. And so St. Raphael, we know from the book of Tobit, I encourage you to read that letter from the Old Testament if you're not familiar with it. But Raphael accompanied Tobias on the journey. So when we're traveling, St. Raphael is the angel we can appeal to intercede for us. He healed the man who was blind with scales. He also healed the marriage, the healing of the marital love. And so maybe when we are ourselves trapped in a hurtful marriage that needs healing, or our brothers, our sisters, our children, our marriages that need healing, pray to St. Raphael to intercede. St. Gabriel, to be able to hear the voice of God clearly defining our vocation and our mission, to clearly hear the God's voice spoken in front of us. Gabriel, who announced the birth of John the Baptist, who announced the birth of our blessed of Jesus to our Blessed Mother. And it's St. Michael, who we hear about battling Satan, that called forth to defend. And so we have that beautiful St. Michael prayer that we should all be familiar with. And it speaks to the reality of a spiritual battle. And that's what we heard in that first reading. And that we don't need a fantasy book to teach us about spiritual warfare. We can just open our eyes and look outside. We can close our eyes and look at our own heart about the spiritual battle. St. Michael is here to defend us. and to protect us and to lead us closer to our Heavenly Father. The angels sometimes get a cute little imagery, but they're powerful, and they've been endowed with a special mission to help us, to guide us on our mission, on our journey to Heavenly Father. And so it's a very important feast day that we're celebrating today. That in God's plan, His divine wisdom, He created these angels so that we would be in a closer relationship with our Heavenly Father. So let's pray for a grace to really love the angels as they truly are, not as Hallmark or anybody else tries to tell us who they are. These messengers of God, that God has chosen them to reveal His heart, His mind, His will to us. And let us take recourse to their powerful intercession, and with St. Michael, the powerful battle, that we have no reason to fear, that Christ has already conquered and the angels are on our side. Let's pray for that deeper devotion and to live our life as though it is true. Amen.